Alright, fam. It is Phoenix Kalita. I am here. I am doing stuff. I am doing things. And William, it should be said, is not here. He is actually at work right now, which means, drumroll please, I am engineering this episode myself. Which means, if y'all like it, y'all like it. But if you don't like it, I'm gonna find a way to blame William because fucking reasons, right? We'll see what happens. I have news. I have comment. I did not do a show yesterday, so I have a couple white-on-white crime stories for you. I also have some stories, just general news and comment, because it is Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. I think that's what we're doing, is the wine cellar. I think we've officially gone back to the old name. And as far as personal journal updates go, well, you know, William is still doing overtime, not quite as much, but the program is still going to predominantly be me hosting. The next couple weeks are going to be a little bit rough, I guess you would say, because I'm still trying to figure out how to do this as far as sound engineering. I'm still kind of trying to figure out my voice, which I know it sounds really weird, right, to be like, how do you not know your voice? You've been podcasting for a couple years at this point. And you've done like 200 episodes. I understand that, but I am not an inherently funny person, okay? I'm really not. And typically what I've done when podcasting in the past, particularly when William was hosting, was to play off things he did. He is very much the entertainer, very much with the characters and the voices and doing Facebook Live, the funny faces, which, side note, for Facebook Live, we haven't done those. We're not going to do those for a few more weeks because the account, his William J. Jackson account on Facebook, where we do those from, is still suspended, 30-day suspension, so it's going to be a couple weeks before we can squeeze in Facebook Live episodes, so you just get straight audio now. Sorry, but also not really, because if there was ever a time for him to be banned, it's right now when I'm trying to figure out how to fucking do this shit, okay? So I'm just going to, I will take that that tiny blessing from the universe, okay? The goddess of irony wants me to have adequate on-the-job training before making me have to do everything live in front of an audience. But so, you know, he is blocked, so that's why we're not doing the Facebook Lives. I am still going to be doing the majority of the hosting. He's still going to be on periodically. And this is the time for me to kind of figure out, like, what the fuck I'm doing, right? I know news, I know comment, but I am not as much of a performer. I am not as inherently funny. So I am going to have to figure out how to bring my own style to this. Or, as Michael Wright would say, bring my light-skinned sensitivity to the situation for the Light Skin News Network. And then, of course, as was planned, hopefully we can get Raymond on as a relatively regular co-host. Also, I think we're going to have Ricky coming on. We might be filming some things with Ricky and doing like a broadcast that way. And then hopefully Rashani coming on. I will be on Rashani's program tomorrow, which is single simulcast. Check them out. They're pretty fucking dope. Very excited about that. And so that is the personal journal update. That's what we're doing. I think that's all the important news going on. I take that back. The other news is we didn't get the cats. For people who follow me on Twitter, at Uppity Negris, 2 P's, 2 T's, Uppity Negris on Twitter. I had talked about we were trying to get a cat. And basically, the landlord hasn't called back to confirm to the animal shelter that we are allowed to have pets. And so they took the hold off our kitten, and I'm pretty sure it's gone now, and I'm very upset. So, if you know someone in the Chicago area who is giving away cats or has rescue animals that, you know, where they don't have to speak to our landlord to give us the animals, please let me know, because we want cats. We want cats! All right. Free Thought Thursday, in the wine cellar, news, comment, all that shit coming at you. And let's get the show opener, the extended trigger warning, and then whatever the fuck happens is just gonna fucking happen. Deal with it.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I want to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
I still don't have an all right. I know our longtime listeners are like, where is the all right? I don't fucking have an all right. You know what I might legitimately do is just take one of William's all rights and throw it in the soundboard and just fucking play it to start the show. I don't know. Maybe. It's something that I might do. I'm not 100% convinced yet. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, this is Phoenix Kalita. I am hosting the Wine Cellar podcast. This is Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. Thank you for joining us. I have news. I have comments. If you're racist, I'm probably going to piss you off. That's a fact. If you're sexist, I'm probably going to piss you off. That's a fact. If you, are one of those people who, is a bigot in any way, I'm probably going to piss you off. So, fucking deal with it. Don't at me. I don't give a fuck. This is what's happening. This is the Wine Cellar. So, I think we did all the journal updates, personal journal updates, as William says, right? About our cat, which we don't have. I'm fucking pissed. I want my cat. About the future of the show. What's going on there? I'm trying to work it out. I'm gonna work it out. I'm mostly black, so I have a level of black excellence in me. It's in the melanin. It's ingrained. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to work it out. And also, y'all, you know, Chino XL follows me on Twitter, and he called me woke, and I've been, like, tripping for, I think, 2 days now about that shit. I am so excited about that shit. I really fucking am, because Chino is amazing, and that just made my day. All right, news, comment, what is going on? White people being white. We have prisons being prisons, capitalism being capitalism, and Republicans being Republicans. Basically, everyone is doing the same shit that they always do because they're stubborn and refuse to stop being assholes. Essentially, that's what the fuck is happening, all right? So, I will start you off with funny news in Florida because Florida, the fuck, right? In Charlottesville aftermath, Florida cities grapple with Confederate statuses. By the way, that was a typo on that website. It was supposed to say statues, which also amuses me that, you know, Florida News not only has to report Florida News, they do it with style, flair, and typos. Go Florida, you're winning. All right, the debate about memorials to the Civil War South has been heating up in Florida for months, with some calling the statues symbols of white supremacy. They fucking are. Don't debate me on that. And others arguing their removal is an attack on history and dead soldiers. So I would like to point out that the dead soldiers were actually people who were committing treason by trying to leave the fucking Union. You know, whatever. And then, of course, also, we have these amazing things called history books. And we have this really, really fucking cool thing called Google. I don't know if you've heard of it, but Google's pretty fucking cool. If you want to know actual historical facts, you can use both Google and a history book. Fucking amazing. We don't need statues. All right. Back to the article. The tension seemed likely to only increase after white nationalist protests of a Confederate statue's planned removal in Virginia erupted into violence this past weekend, with a car plowing into counter-protesters, killing a woman and injuring 19 others. Dozens were hurt and two law officers died amid the chaos. That's some slick shit, though, right? Because when they say two law officers died amidst the chaos, they died because they crashed their helicopter. It's not like they were part of the group of people who got hit by the car. Just saying. In the days since, several cities have taken steps to remove Confederate memorials, with politicians and candidates weighing in on the political debate. During an event Tuesday in Jacksonville, Governor Rick Scott stopped short of calling for removal of Confederate monuments, a decision he said should be made at a local level. Translation, I don't fucking feel like dealing with it. Do it your fucking selves. I see you, Rick Scott. You're not fucking slick. We fucking see you. We need to go through a process where everybody comes together and we have a legitimate conversation and then we go forward. My goal is that we are unifiers. My goal is that hatred, bigotry, and racism should not be in our society, said Scott. You can't fucking say my goal is to be unified, my goal is to end hatred, bigotry, and racism, when these statues are literally to treasonous, racist, misogynistic, raping, genocidal, land-thieving slave owners who thought it was okay to steal land and own human beings, okay? That is what those statues are. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna be honest about it. That's what it is. So fight me. Whatever. A day earlier, Jacksonville City Council President Anna Broche called for removal of the city's Confederate monument, saying they, quote, represent a time in our history that caused pain to many. That's a very politically correct way of putting it. The same day, a statue known as, quote, Old Joe, really, was removed from downtown's Gainesville by a local chapter of United Daughters of the Confederacy. The city's mayor, Loan Poe, called the statue a testament to America's original sin. The second sin, right? Because the first sin was actually coming here and stealing land from natives. The second sin was, slavery. Or I guess they're combining them to make one sin. I don't know. White people sin a lot. I don't fucking know. Alright, so there's that. I think that the monument should be removed. I don't think that they're serving any useful purpose other than reminding people that it's okay to be racist. But then the problem becomes, it's not enough to just remove the statues, right? We need more than that. We need to actually end racism. We need to actually end white supremacy. And that's where we start losing white people. It's easy for, you know, white liberals and centrists and Democrats and, you know, the people who are benevolently racist or moderately racist or covertly racist to say we shouldn't have, statues of Robert E. Lee. But then, when it comes to actually dismantling shit, right? Like demilitarizing police, fixing the school-to-prison pipeline, fixing racism within banking industries, right? Integrating neighborhoods, integrating schools, making sure poor black schools have adequate funding. That's when we start losing them. So, I mean, I do want the statues gone. I'm just concerned and calling it now, basically, that what's going to end up happening is that these folks who are so anti-statues are not actually anti-racism, because white does what white does. Yeah. And speaking of racism, a Georgia judge is suspended for comparing protesters who pulled down Confederate statues to ISIS. Right, because removing statues of slave owners is just like being a radical terrorist who kills civilians. It's exactly the same thing. A county judge in Georgia was suspended after he slammed protesters who pulled down Confederate monuments and likened them to ISIS in controversial Facebook posts. Gwinnett County, what the fuck kind of name? Gwinnett County Magistrate Judge James Hinkle wrote in a post on Saturday, deriding the counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, who opposed white supremacists and neo-Nazis and other far-right groups, protesting the removal of Robert E. Lee's statue. About an hour before James Field allegedly rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, Judge Hinkle wrote, "It looks like all the snowflakes have no concept of history. It is what it is. Get over it and move on." Snowflakes, you say? On Tuesday, Hinkle added, "The nutcases tearing down monuments are equivalent to ISIS destroying history." Chief Magistrate Judge Christina Hammer Bloom issued a statement that read, "After reviewing the Facebook post brought to my attention this morning, I have suspended Judge Hinkle effective immediately while I consider the appropriate final action." This isn't the first time Hinkle, who has served as mayor of Grayson for more than 2 decades, has shared controversial views on social media. In January, he declared he was, quote, "proud to be a deplorable infidel." Deplorable, so he's a Trump fan. Okay, gotcha. So he supports racism, he supports anti-blackness, he supports stripping civil liberties, he supports raping women, he supports spousal rape, preying on minors, and whatever the fuck else it is that Trump and Cult 45 do. Jesus. And when the U.S. Treasury announced Harriet Tubman would be replacing Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill, he wrote, "Well, the U.S. Treasury has just announced the ugliest $20 bill ever." Okay. While critics have been calling for Hinkle to resign, he told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he doesn't see what was so controversial. You called a bunch of people fighting Nazis terrorists. You called people fighting the Nazis terrorists. That's a fucking problem, my friend. It's a fucking problem. And then, of course, he's a judge. So now what we need to do is go back and look at what the fuck it is that he does specifically. Does he convict people? Right? What kind of cases come to his courtroom, and how does he treat non-white defendants? Because clearly he's racist as fuck, right? Because this is what we talk about when we say racism is systemic, racism is more than just, oh, I don't like black people. Racism is people who say, I don't like black people, I don't like people of color, who then have positions of authority within systems to give unfair sentences to minority defendants, or deny loans, or throw your job application or resume into the garbage, right? It's more than just that single person being a bigot. It's what that person can do in the position of power that they fucking have. He's a judge. I can only imagine how he treats non-white defendants or people in his courtroom. The fuck, right? Oh, shit. Also, bear with me, I have a sinus infection, so I'm like, ugh. Yeah, I said, instead of describing exactly how I have fucking mucus dripping down my face through my sinus cavities, it's disgusting. Ugh. Ugh. Let's see. Florida. Florida never fucking fails me. It never fucking fails me. Florida parent arrested for pointing loaded gun at teacher. Hey, Florida. Port St. Lucie. That's an interesting name for a city. Port St. Lucie parent was arrested Sunday after he pointed a loaded gun at Grace Christian Academy self-defense instructor and told him martial arts are crap. So a parent pointed a loaded gun at a self-defense instructor in a Christian school and said, "Martial arts are crap." That's a direct quote, by the way. "Bang, you're dead. No way you could have got me before I pulled it out," said George Meyer, age 61. Meyer, whose child is a student in the school, was attending an open house when he overheard the defense instructor telling someone a gun is not always the best choice for self-defense since it can be easily taken away. I mean, that guy kind of has a point. Guns can be taken away. I mean, how many people end up shooting themselves, right? I think we covered a story about a guy who shot himself with his girlfriend's gun in the thigh. I think we did that. I think that might have also been a Florida story, by the way. But, yeah, a lot of people have guns, but they don't, you know, follow proper protocol. They don't train enough with their weapons, and they end up shooting themselves. They end up accidentally shooting other people. So, yeah, a gun may not always be the best self-defense. So it's hilarious to me that this is what the dude got mad about. Meyer then pulled out a semi-automatic handgun, pointed at the instructor, telling him it was, quote, locked and loaded. Witnesses said parents and children were between Meyer and the instructor when he pointed the gun. Okay, so this means a guy had a loaded gun. I know, I fucking know, it's Florida. But he had a loaded gun in a school, and nobody was bothered by that. Maybe we shouldn't let white men carry guns inside schools. How about that? Let's see. Earlier in the night, Meyer reportedly told the instructor, who also teaches physical education in the school, that martial arts are crap and he would kill him. Wait, hold the fuck up, nigga. So this white man who has a gun said he's gonna kill you, and you stayed at this event with this man? Are you fucking serious? Florida is a fucking wild place. Ugh. After investigators were alerted, they interviewed witnesses and went to Meyer's house, where they found him playing with a gun. Meyer's attempted to hide the gun when police arrived. Meyer's told investigators he was discussing martial arts with the instructor, and that him pulling out the gun was just a demonstration. Okay. Okay. Meyer also said no one was between him and the instructor, and no children were around. You're lying. Stop lying. Investigators found that Meyer's concealed weapon permit had expired in June. Meyer's is now charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, and exhibiting a firearm on school property. Okay, we'll see what happens. That should be fun. That's such a Florida fucking story, isn't it? It is. It is. Oh, man. And now I'm looking at my notes. So what I've been doing, because we're not doing Facebook Live, I just load up all the stories on my phone, so I have like 27 tabs open right now on my phone. And the next one on the list, also Florida, also fantastic. Justin, members of Nazi family arrested in Florida for drugs, guns, and more. Okay, let's fucking do it. Five members of a Nazi family were arrested in Florida on multiple drug and firearm charges, say law enforcement officials. They were arrested inside their Newport Richey home. Who the fuck is naming these cities in Florida? Newport Richey? Newport Richey. What in the fucking white bourgeois is that? Newport Richey. North of Tampa, after an ongoing investigation in Pasco County, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Charges include possession of meth, opiates, firearms, ammunition, and intent to distribute drugs and more. Deputies also found hundreds of pages of Nazi propaganda, according to a Facebook post. That's gotta be fucking embarrassing, right? It's gotta be. So you not only get busted, you get arrested. They have all your fucking pictures up. They fucking put it on Facebook. Now everyone on Facebook knows you're a Nazi. Let's see. This is the Facebook post. Pasco Sheriff's Office. Search warrant. Felon in possession of firearm times four. And ammo. Possession of firearm with altered serial number. Possession of meth with intent to distribute. Possession of meth. Possession of opiates. Possession of paraphernalia. Recovered stolen vehicle. Once secured, units located the following within and around the listed residence. Hundreds of pages of miscellaneous bank account information. Who the fuck keeps hundreds of pages of bank information in their house? What the fuck? Additional personal identification information, credit cards, IDs, both military and state, veteran ID cards, insurance cards, CIN. I'm not sure what a CIN number is. Vehicle titles, hundreds of pages of American Nazi family propaganda, rules, hierarchy, oaths, etc. American Nazi family? Jesus Christ. Fine. Several items of drug paraphernalia, needles, scales, spoons, etc., opiates, approximately 12 grams of meth, several gun holsters, miscellaneous ammunition, magazines, a 9mm firearm, a .45, a Glock 23, and a rifle. The listed subjects were arrested for the above offenses. Oh, and then it has their pictures and names. Alexander Nakonsky, Gabrielle Price, Michael Bond, Melinda Zalnateris, and Stephen Crumbly, documented gang member. That's kind of sad. It says that they're gang members, but it doesn't say specifically which gang. I'm going to have to go back and research this a bit more. I'm just curious now. Let's see. The Southern Poverty Law Center says there are currently 63 active hate groups in Florida. I don't know. That seems fucking low for Florida, but okay. So, you know, at least police this time were arresting Nazis, unlike Charlottesville, where they let Nazis do whatever the fuck it is that Nazis do. Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, oh, shit, this. Y'all, I thought I was done with Florida. But no, Florida just won't let me go. Fucking Florida. All right. Lake City, Florida. Two Ku Klux Klan members accused of plotting to kill a former black inmate have been convicted of conspiracy to commit murder, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi. A Columbia County jury found David Elliott Moran, age 49, and Charles Thomas Newcomb, age 45, guilty of one count of each for plotting to kill the Putnam County man over a fight that he had with an inmate. Okay. Also, Charles Thomas Newcomb, you sound like you should be a fucking, I don't know, lawyer or work on Wall Street or something, you know. But instead, you're in prison because you're trying to kill black people. Good job. The other man, Thomas Jordan Driver, age 27, pled guilty in March to one count of conspiracy to commit murder and was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Oh, okay, so pleading guilty to kill a black man for a white supremacist terrorist group is only worth 4 years in prison, I see. I see. At the time of the murder conspiracy, Driver and Moran were correctional officers for the Florida Department of Corrections, and Newcomb was a former correctional officer. Ha, hashtag good cops. These men had positions of trust, which they violated when they conspired to kill a former inmate, and we worked closely with our law enforcement partners to ensure they are held accountable for these crimes, said Special Agent James Sparrow. The trio was arrested in 2015 after an investigation by the North Florida Joint Terrorism Task Force, led by the FBI and Homeland Security, with assistance from federal, state, and local agencies. What the? Okay, hold up. So they needed local law enforcement, state law enforcement, federal law enforcement, and Homeland Security, and the fucking FBI to arrest three niggas who were in the KKK trying to kill a black person. That seems like a lot of work for what should have been something very simple. It was a bunch of KKK members trying to kill a black person. I swear to fuck, law enforcement be doing everything they can to cater for these niggas. These Klansmen plotted to murder a black inmate after he was released from prison, but swift action and clever investigative tactics on behalf of investigators foiled the plot and may have saved a life. Well, yeah, if he's not dead, they did in fact save a life. What the fuck, man? We will continue to work daily to ensure the KKK or any other hate-filled organization is unable to inflict violence on citizens of our state. Oh my god, cue that one guy. Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Yeah, y'all fucking lying. Investigator said Driver was handed a picture of the inmate, who at the time was out on supervised release, to an FBI informant who had infiltrated the traditional American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Driver told the informant he had a fight with the inmate, and both he and Moran wanted the former inmate, quote, 6 feet under. Okay. Over the next few months, the FBI said its informant met with all three men, discussing plans to kill him, to kill the victim. They don't say the victim's name. That's interesting. One alleged plan involved shooting him during a ride. Another was to inject him with insulin and make it look like he died in a fishing accident. That is a higher fucking level of, planning, maliciousness, evilness? Like, how can we kill him? And then going into detail to drug him and then what, drowned him or something on a fishing trip? Shit. The FBI started working the case in November 2014. They staged a homicide scene where they took pictures of the former inmate, making it appear he had been murdered. Photographs were shown to each of the men. They expressed happiness. They shook the source's hand, and the source even went to the point of asking, "Is this what you wanted?" said Nick Cox, state prosecutor. The FBI took the man into protective custody while they infiltrated the Klan and worked the case. Driver and Moran were arrested in Union County, and Newcomb was arrested in Alachua County. "The case would not have been possible without collaboration from our partnering law enforcement agencies," said the FBI Special Agent Spencer. "We commend the members of the North Florida Joint Terrorism Task Force, NFJTTF. I would just like to point out, y'all niggas pretend you can't type out LGBTQIA, but you'll fucking put NFJTTF in a fucking news article. Fine. Whatever. And they combined their talent, skills, and knowledge to work as a cohesive team and successfully disrupt this conspiracy." Yeah. Okay. Good. Great. I mean, I'm very happy that this black man wasn't killed. I'm a little bit disappointed that, it took that many agencies to be like, "Hey, the KKK is bad and trying to kill people." Because it's not like we have 100 years of evidence on them. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Nope. All right, some good news. Texas. I know, there was absolutely no... there was absolutely no fucking segue there. I know. My goal with segues is to eventually do, get stuff in the soundboard, and then I can just kind of play it in between, articles to do segues, but right now, I'm still kind of, like, obsessively watching decibels and checking things like that. I really need, I think, to get, one day when William isn't working, and I do, like, an FB Live show, or, a Facebook Live, because then you can see it on video, is him, like, standing behind me to see how much stuff we have set up on this desk, right? There's, like, the fucking soundboard, and then there's the mic, and there's, two laptops, and a fucking keyboard, and, you know, all these things, and it's, like, we're checking the, decibels of me speaking, and then checking the, music that's playing underneath, right? Because we play the music underneath. And then there's the soundboard that has, like, little clips in it. And then it has, like, the show openers and closers. And if we put in breaks, you know, like we used to do the, the Green News Report. And, who is the LGBT? Big Gay News, you know, and things like that. And it's all in here. And it's just like, there's so much stuff, right? And I'm trying to figure out, like, I have the soundboard, I have the decibels, I have the music, and I gotta, like, put it all together and do stuff. And I think it would maybe be interesting for the audience to get a view from behind who's ever podcasting to see how many different things are going at one time. And, you know, of course William made it all look flawless because he is an audio nerd, and he's been doing this kind of shit forever. For somebody who's, like, just walking into this, like, this is kind of fucking overwhelming, so... y'all just gonna have to fucking be patient and wait, basically, for shit to come through. I will eventually figure out the soundboard. I will eventually figure out the decibels. I will eventually start adding in more segues. And as I get more confident, add in, you know, just me being funnier, like, basically. So just give it some fucking time, okay? Be patient. Be patient. Which, actually, I'm looking at the soundboard right now. I don't even know what any of these fucking things are. Yeah, I have, like, show openers and closers, but I don't even fucking know if I have any, like, little bits in here of just, you know, like, who was it? I think it was Frickface who said something like, "This is Free Thought Thursday, and you're in the wine cellar." Like, I don't even know where the fuck those are, so we're gonna get there together. This is a team effort, fam. It's a team effort. Okay, I said I had a happy story. I do have a happy story. Texas. The transgender bathroom bill has failed again. Maybe they'll finally learn and stop trying to pass this bullshit. The Texas legislature abruptly ended its special session late Tuesday with passing a bill regulating the use of bathrooms by transgender people, a setback for Governor Greg Abbott, Republican, of fucking course, who called the 30-day session in a large part to enact such a law. House leaders adjourned this... words. I'm getting my merds mixed up. House leaders adjourned the session a day early, and the Senate followed suit after a contentious month in which two Republican-controlled chambers failed to agree on a number of Abbott's priorities. By far the most closely watched was the, quote, bathroom bill, which sought to require public school students and other state-owned facilities to use restrooms and locker rooms that matched the gender on their birth certificates. That is so fucking bizarre to me, because... it's obviously transphobia and bigoted and all that, but, like, hella trans people pass. Like, you don't fucking... And then hella cis people don't pass. Like, what was it? And I think, North Carolina, when they first passed that bill, and people were, like, literally dragging women out of bathrooms because they thought they looked too masculine. And it was, like, a bunch of butch women or, you know, women who weren't particularly, like, femme-looking by our standards of this bullshit society. And it was cis women who were getting fucked up and targeted, not trans women. Because a bunch of cis women don't pass. A bunch of trans people do pass. So it's like, how the fuck do you know? These bills are just fucking weird as shit to me. A version passed out of Senate, was passed out of Senate, but never gained traction in the House, where leaders have objected to such a measure. House leaders blocked a version that was passed earlier this year during the regular session. The legislature is unlikely to revive the bill until it convenes again in the regular session in 2019. It brings to an end, at least for now, the latest battle about rights of transgender people and using restrooms of their choice. Conservatives say letting them use their preferred facilities violates the privacy of others. Really? How the fuck is your privacy being violated because somebody is in a bathroom stall next to you? That is some weird ass shit to say. So conservatives say letting them use their preferred facilities violates privacy of others and gives male sexual predators a pass to enter women and girls only spaces. Okay. I mean, we just gonna pretend that, male family members and partners and boyfriends and friends and colleagues and coworkers aren't the most likely to sexually abuse women and girls. We're gonna forget about that. Okay, fine. Fucking forget about it then, I guess. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights groups, meanwhile, accuse conservatives of playing on stereotypes of transgender people and say that barring them from the restroom they choose essentially banishes them from public life. The debate flared most notably in North Carolina, where lawmakers last year enacted a law similar to the one under consideration in Texas. The law prompted several lawsuits and boycotts from celebrities, businesses, and sports leagues. Under pressure, they repealed part of the law earlier this year, leading at least some groups to end the boycott, though LGBT activists complained the problematic parts of the law remained on the books. We try to shout out other black content creators. If you want to know about the North Carolina bill, you should check out Scotty Reed. He had really great coverage over it because the way that their law was written, it didn't just affect LGBTQIA folks. It also was very anti-worker, anti-poor. So it wasn't just that. But because I'm the fucking Debbie Downer of the group, right? Like, I'm an eternal, I just disappoint everybody. I want to bring everybody down because reality sucks, and I want to remind you of that. With Texas not passing this bill, please don't take that to mean that Texas is woke or that lawmakers are pro-trans rights or pro-LGBTQIA community. They're fucking not. It's just that they know if they pass a bill like this, they will be boycotted by large corporations and the state will lose money. If you have... corporations that are threatening to move their headquarters, when you have celebrities who are saying, I'm not going to play a show, actors, musicians saying, I'm not going to do any shows in your state until this shit is over, you lose money. And I think that is useful, right? Like, we can be realistic about it, but also be pragmatic about the situation and say that, so... people, lawmakers in conservative states aren't going to be pro-LGBT or pro-women or pro-black or anti-racism or anything like that, but we can play on the money, right? Because if you fuck up the money, that's where you can make an improvement. And I mean, yes, ideally we would like people to not try to pass bigoted bills because that's the wrong fucking thing to do. That's what we want. However, until we get to a point where society is actually legitimately anti-bigotry, we do have weapons to fight back, and one of those is our books, right? Spending money, household income, how we spend our money, where we spend our money, who we spend our money with, right? Boycotts are incredibly successful if they're fucking planned out. You know, we, the people, right, as cliche as that saying is, do actually have the power there. And I think that's something that gets forgotten is people will say, oh, it's these corporations and they run everything. How can we, you know, overcome it? How can we do better? It's like, if you fuck up their books, they'll change. And not because they are, you know, feeling guilty or not because they've adjusted their moral compass, but because they don't want to lose money. But until we can get to a point where it's not just about the money, it's about doing the right thing, use the fucking money. And I've talked about this before. I've said that, you know, people are coming down on Antifa because, oh, they're too violent and they damage property. Well, you can also boycott and get the same results that Antifa does in a lot of ways. It'll take longer, but you can get the same results because it doesn't matter if you're throwing Molotov cocktails at corporate headquarters and fucking up their books, or if you're just organizing a mass boycott and people aren't buying a product or people aren't sponsoring a certain business, that also fucks up their books. Okay, this is right now a very capitalistic society. This is a very profit-driven society. Everything is about the money. And if you fuck up the money, you can get results, right? Stop waiting for the idealism. Stop fucking appealing to people's, you know, like, morals and be like, but you're hurting trans people, don't you care? No, they don't fucking care. They don't fucking care. They don't fucking care about you, okay? They don't fucking care that they're racist. They want to be racist. It's fun. Lynching black people on the weekends is fun for these people. You know, sexually harassing and assaulting women is fun for these people. Killing trans people is fun for these people. These people beat trans women to death, okay? These people fucking murder sex workers and leave them in dumpsters. This is what the right is. This is who they want to be. This is who they've always wanted to be. This is what they have always fucking done, okay? The LGBT community has never been safer on Republicans or the right wing. Black people have never been safe within the right wing. Women have never been safe within the right wing. So think about that. Instead of saying, but don't you feel bad? They don't feel bad. They haven't felt bad for 500 years. They're not going to feel bad now. They didn't feel bad in, you know, 1600s. They didn't feel bad when they tried to break from the Union to keep their fucking bigotry bullshit in their own country. They didn't feel bad when they erected Confederate monuments after the fucking Civil War was over. They didn't feel bad when they drafted, you know, people of color to go fight in Vietnam and then wouldn't give them rights and equality when they got back home. They didn't feel bad when they actively denied women the right to vote for hundreds of years. They didn't feel bad when they, you know, tried to defund Planned Parenthood, even though people go there for birth control and STD testing, right? Mike Pence, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Mike Pence enabled an entire fucking HIV outbreak because he would rather defund Planned Parenthood and not let people get STD testing and not provide a clean needle exchange because white Jesus, then do the right thing, okay? They're willing to allow any amount of people to die for collateral damage for their bigotry. So instead of saying, don't you feel bad, they don't feel bad, they don't give a fuck about your feelings, they don't give a fuck about you, okay? They're doing shit on purpose to kill you so they can dance on your grave when you die. Stop trying to appeal to any sort of morality that you think the right might have. They don't fucking have it, it's over, it's gone. But what you can do is fuck up the books. Fuck up the books, boycott the business, take the money away, right? Don't go to that restaurant, don't buy that product. Fight back in any way you can. You can use social media. You can use your personal pocketbook. You can create an alternative place for someone to go to purchase a service, right? If you fuck up the books, you can get results. So fuck up the books, all right? Just fuck up the books, man. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's over. It's done. And that is how you can actually achieve success if you are anti-Antifa. If you are anti-property damage, if you are pacifist no matter what, which I think is not a good idea, but do you? If that is what you want, then you need to start organizing serious ass boycotts, okay? Not just voting for the lesser of two evils, not just, well, this isn't as bad as, not settling for scraps. If you are gonna go hard, go fucking hard and fuck up the books and you can get results. You can get somewhere. Fucking do it. Right? They did it with, you know, in the 60s. That was a very common thing, was boycotting companies that were racist or underpaid workers. Workers' strikes have gone back for hundreds of years, right? Look at any socialist movement. Read the fucking history. It's a thing. People have been doing it. People understand. People know. Use what we already know and make it work for you instead of trying to rely on the goodness and morality of people who don't have morals. Okay? Okay. I think that is it. I do actually need to get out of here because I have some dishes to do. I have a William to pick up from work. Also, my throat is really, really dry. I've been trying to avoid drinking water because I'm talking so much, but I also desperately need water. I feel like my mouth is the Sahara right now. So, that is your wine cellar. A little bit of white-on-white crime. A little bit of a Free Thought Thursday. Kind of a mishmash. I'm fucking talented like that. If you would like to continue to support us, please do so. You can give us money at patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Right? And this helps us maintain a website. We're going to be hopefully upgrading a website and putting all of our Facebook Live videos there. So when accounts do get suspended, when accounts do get taken down, we always have our own archive that we control. So Facebook can't fuck up our shit like that. If you are just down for a one-time donation, you can do that. PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. You can hit us up there. We appreciate this. We are independent content creators. We both have jobs. We both work. This is something that we do because we're passionate about it. We just, quote, want the world to be a little more informed. That is the tagline of the wine cellar, right? We know we're never going to get like rich and famous doing this because we are so far left with our politics, but we do think that it is important to have non-corporate sponsored media reporting on things and bringing perspectives you might not normally get. So please support us with that. Again, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. You can check us out in various places on social media, on Facebook, William J. Jackson, even though he's suspended right now. You can also check us out on the Social Dissonance page, Critical Analysis of Justice. You can check out my page, Reading in the Shade. And, of course, hit me up on Twitter at @UppityNegress, 2 P's, 2 T's. I think that is the entire thing. I am fucking out of here. Have a good day. Be safe. Do whatever the fuck it is that you do. See ya.